Well, in Chicago, on a Tuesday afternoon, futures finished with the nearby contract for the soft red winter wheat 6.5 cents higher on its settlement price at $7.5. July at 7.03¾, a settlement price there, up 2 cents. In Kansas City, the hard red settled in the July or harvest month at $7.41. That was a penny higher on the day. From the corn pit, nearby contract on its settlement, $7.41, up 6.5. The May at 7.14¼. 3 cents higher in July corn at $6.93¾, up 3 cents for the afternoon. December futures at $5.57¼, 3¼ higher for the day. March bean futures at $14.88¾ were down 26, and these are closes now. May futures at $14.69½, down a dime. July futures at $14.46, down 8¾. August soybeans $13.99¾, down 7.5 cents. And November beans at $12.68, down 2 for the afternoon. The January futures at $12.72½ were unchanged. Bean meal futures at $4.3680, down $1.30. Bean oil at $49.80, down 44 cents. Live cattle futures in the April at $128.70 on a settlement, up 57.5. June at $123.87½, up 45 cents. The feeder cattle finished the April contract at $142.20. That's 82.5 cents higher. And the May at $144.75, up 32.5 cents. The April lean hogs at $81.45 finished 30 cents higher. On this Tuesday afternoon, let's check what's been happening on the futures markets with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
It looked like to me, because usually if I've got the settlement prices by the time I'm reading them at 2 o'clock, at least from the corn pit, that it was fairly quiet, but the beans might have been a bit more raucous for the day.
Yeah, I think, we saw the corn staying extremely tight, especially in the March contract. That goes off on Thursday, and of course the March beans go off on Thursday, but it looks like the non-business from China that we were expecting that didn't happen, the excuse being on the news wires, is that all the boats are sitting down outside Brazil's ports to load, and there's not freight available, or they would be switching some beans into the U.S., and they were looking for about 5 more loads to be announced that didn't get announced here today. So that was a little pressure that way. And I think if we look down and see the November beans up a half, I'm betting there was just a little bit of profit taking in that old crop, new crop spread.
So for the beans, it's just a matter of they can't move boats in South America, and that means they haven't been able to load and unload them and put them back in U.S. ports and pushed our demand down a bit.
I think so.
All right, and then as you look out for the last couple of days for producers to make crop insurance decisions, any final bit of advice for them?
I think that we're seeing a lot of people that are more than willing to take the 80 and 85% revenue or else the 90% grip. Everybody after the last year and looking at the craziness of our weather situation is really taking up towards the top levels, Todd.
You think that's the right thing to do, I think it.
I think so. We've got a little better rates this year. Government straightened that out, and we weren't paying extra for Arkansas this year. So, at these rates, I think it's a very good idea.
Well, one quick point of clarification, because I just don't recall. Last year, you had to ask for the trend adjustment. Is it automatic this year, or do you still have to ask?
Oh, no. That's one of the little check marks on your form. So
I was pretty certain that was the case, but had somebody pointed out to me the other way around the other day, so I figured there was confusion out there. So trend adjustment, you have to sign up for, and is that the right thing to do?
In nine out of ten cases, I'm going to say yes. If you don't have enough history or it hasn't worked for you, but 9 out of 10 cases, it generally pays.
Can we up that to 99 out of 100?
99 out of 100, probably 98. I started to say that, and I'd already done the 9. So you caught me. You knew that I was meaning that was a higher percentage.
Yeah, very, very high percentage. What else is happening in the marketplace you've been watching over the last few days?
Well, we've still seen no corn deliveries here. We're coming down to a day and a half, and we see that it's 88 over at the Gulf. You just wonder what's going to happen and what sort of fireworks. Can we see something like we did in wheat a few years back? I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that crazy, but it very much is telling us that. Another thing, the wheat, the one railroad put in cheaper rates to get wheat into some of the cattle feeding areas, and seen a lot of interest on that by a lot of cattle feeders there. And also, you know, they're talking about the RIN value as being so high, and basically it was like a dollar and went to 50 cents a day in some of the trades. So a lot of stuff going on as far as the ethanol is concerned.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Doc.
Dwayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.